Hello everyone, it's very exciting to be starting another Masechta in the Amud Yomi program. As I've done in the past, I will try, along with the recording of the Amud of the day, I will try to send that recording on a Tosos of that Amud, or if not a Tosos, perhaps another idea from Rishonim. If not every day for every Amud, certainly I would plan to send out recording at least one per daf, something that's a little bit be'in on the Gemara that's on the daf, again, either Tosos or some Rishonim. And again, I always appreciate the feedback and welcome any questions or comments or thoughts on these recordings. And again, just as a reminder that along with the learning of the Amud Yomi, that is a zchus for the refuah of Mr. Larry Cohen, Aryeh ben Firmit HaKohen. These recordings of the Tosos are also in the zchus of his refuah, refuah shalom to Mr. Larry Cohen, Aryeh ben Firmit HaKohen. The Mishnah Megillah, first Mishnah Megillah, starts off by telling us of all the days that one could possibly read the Megillah, and then the Gemara goes through the sources for all those days. Obviously, the 14th and the 15th are the primary days with the primary sources, but the Gemara wants to know what are the sources for the other days. And amongst that discussion, towards the very bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, we have a statement of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, who says that Yud Gimel is obvious. Why? Because it's Zman L'Kihil Kolhi. It's a time of gathering for everyone, of Lo Tzarach L'Riboy, and therefore we don't really need a pasuk for it. We don't need to teach it explicitly because it's obvious. And Rashi in Divrei Maskil Zman Kihil Kol, he explains what's this time of gathering. So Rashi says a Kol Nikhalu Li'Nakei Me'Vayim. This is a time where all of Klal Yisrael gathered to have revenge on their enemies. Bein Shushan Bein Mishar Mekomos. Whether we're talking about Shushan or in other times in history against our enemies. So since this is obviously the ikar of the nace of Shushan, of the Purim story, is that we were able to overcome our enemies and the downfall of the enemies of the Jewish people, so then it's obvious that Megillah should be read on such a day. So Rashi is basically telling us that Yud Gimel is a significant day because it's basically a day of war, it's a day of fighting, a day of revenge, where we commemorate the times that the Jewish people defeated their enemies and saw the downfall of their enemies. A very interesting discussion here, not on the daf itself, because there's no Tosos here, but the Ran takes issue, in the back of the Gemara, the Ran takes issue with Rashi's explanation, and the Ran basically says as follows, so we won't read the whole thing inside, but the Ran, in Divrei Maskil Ve'ema Tresar V'Tlesar, he says the following, he quotes from a Tosos, not Tosos here, but I believe a Tosos from a Yerushalmi. He says, Shahari and the Davar Talib Melchama al Benicha. This is not talking about war on the 13th. Rather, the whole theme of the days that we read Megillah is talking about resting. Shetala Kasev Kedesliv Kayimim Asher Nachu Behem Ayehudim. It's all about the days that the Jews were able to rest and they were able to finally breathe and realize that they were saved. Beksiv Nikalu. Ba'amud al Nafsham Beshlosa Asar Bo. Benoch Barba Asar Bo. Al Kain Ayehudim Aprazim. Right? The Megillah tells us that on the 13th they were terrified for their lives and they were fasting. And on the 14th and the 15th, they were able to rest. They were able to celebrate. So Tosos again says that we see that it's all about the time of rest, and those are the days that determine of reading the Megillah, and it has nothing to do with Melchama, which Rashi says is what the 13th is all about. So therefore, the Ran goes on to explain that really what it is the days that are obvious are actually the 11th and 12th, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, because the days that we are going to add on have to parallel the theme of the 14th and 15th. Since the 14th and 15th were days of rest, so it's that the 11th and 12th were days of rest too. What were those days of rest for? Those were days of rest leading up to both, you could say, the time that they fasted and also the time that they were going to war against their enemies. So the Ran points out is really what by default what ends up happening is that the 13th is obvious, but it's only obvious because it makes sense. If the 11th and 12th are included in the days to read the Megillah because they parallel the 14th and 15th, well, you're not going to do the 11th, 12th, 14th, and 15th by skipping the 13th. The 13th being sandwiched in the middle of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Daled and Tesvav will be included by default because it makes sense if you're reading on the days before the 13th and on the days after the 13th to read on the 13th as well. But not because it was a day of Milchama that we overcame our enemies, because that's against the entire theme that the Jews were able to rest and sort of, you know, enjoy the fact that their lives were saved on those days. If you go a little bit further down in the Ran, closer to the end of the Divrei Maskil, the Ran then quotes a different opinion, that of Rabbeinu Tam, And his definition of the 13th of and why it's obvious is as follows. Peirush zman kehila. What does it mean? The time of gathering l'kol. He shahayu misanin kulam by yom ha'melchama. Shikach iskim elius misanin b'hidgimu b'nei shehim ha'yu omdim al nafsham. Really, 13th is not what is in a day of milchama. That was an emphasis. That it was a day of fasting because their lives were on the line. V'chein masa b'shiltos d'ravacha zal shekasa b'loshon hazeh. V'yidgimo asu hatanis b'imei Mordechai v'Esther v'fisha kol nikalu lamur al nafsham. The fast that was made on the 13th in the times of Mordechai and Esther is because their lives were in danger. V'yud tzrichin rachman. And they needed rachman. V'chein matzinu b'moshe shasa tainish k'shenilcham b'amalik. The rashin b'mesechas tainis. That it's interesting, you also see a similar idea by Moshe before they fought against Amalek. They also fasted. So there's an inyan to fast before going to war against one's enemies, which is what happened on the 13th. And then the Rabbeinu Tam says further that that's why we really fast on the 13th nowadays. That this is the source of why we fast nowadays, to reenact the fast that Esther took upon herself. But that's why the 13th is a day that's appropriate to read Megillah, because that's a day where the Jews gathered together in unity to fast for the Rachamim and for the lives of the Jewish people as a whole. And then in Rabbeinu Tam, interestingly, he ends off on a totally unrelated note. He talks about why, and this is why, based on the nature of the fast, if the Gimel falls on Erev Shabbos, we wouldn't fast on Erev Shabbos. But again, really what's interesting about this is that Rashi, as opposed to the other Rishonim, the Ran and the Rabbeinu Tam, have very different approaches in terms of the significance of Yud Gimel and why it's a day that would lend itself to reading the Megillah. Rashi seems to take the approach that it's more of a victory, and that's why we read the Megillah as a sign of celebration, while the Ran and the Rabbeinu Tam are really taking it as that it was a day of gathering in terms of the fasting, in terms of the seeking Rachamim before they found out that they were saved. And that's what we'll conclude with today for Daf Beis.